Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, 4:1. This Mishnah considers a fascinating question. What happens if, for example, I have 100 cups of wine, and I'm going to take Truma on that? Of course, since you need to take 1/50 as Truma, you'll need to take 2 cups of the 100 as Truma. What if I take just 1 cup, because some Kohen's locking my door, and the Kohen says, do you have any Truma? And I say, sure. I go take 1 cup, and I give it to him as Truma, but I don't take a second cup for now. I leave my container of Tevel essentially half tithed, partially tithed, because I took 1 of the 2. And later on, I'll take the second one. The question is, can I in fact go back tomorrow and take a second cup of wine out of that container of the 100, the 99 that remains? The thought is that perhaps, since I've taken 1 of the 2 requisite cups, it's as if perhaps in the 99 that remains, 49 are chulin, they've been taking the truma already, and they're okay, and 50 of them are still tevel, I need to have truma taken from them. So when I go and take the second cup, perhaps there's a fear that when I take that second cup, it will come not from the 50 untied tevel, but from the 49 already tithed chulin. That's the thought, but the thought is an incorrect thought. Let us say the Mishnah will say very clearly, it's not a problem at all. There's no reason why you can't go back the next day and take a second cup. And the rationale is because it's being like in the middle of a process. The same way if I take 1 cup and then go back a second later to take a second cup, which is a necessary way of taking Truma in lots of cases, we're not afraid that when I take the second cup, somehow it's, you know, coming from the wrong half of the already tithed produce. No, it's one long process, and as long as it's one contiguous process, doesn't matter how long the process takes, there's no problem. We're not concerned that you're dipping back into something that's already been had Truma taken from it. So therefore, the same way you can do it 1 cup and then a second cup a minute later, you can do 1 cup and a second cup a day or a week later. It doesn't matter how much time, because it's considered one long process. And that's what the Mishnah says. Hamafresh miktzas truma maasras. If a person takes a partial tithing of Truma or of Maaser, motz memenu truma alav, you can go back a second time and take the rest of the Truma, or Maaser as the case may be, without a problem. However, says the Mishnah, avalola makam acher, while it's true you can go back and get that second cup from the 99 that remain, like I described before, you cannot say, all right, I'm going to use what 99 that remains, I'll take 2 cups out of the 99, 1 to finish up tithing the truma that has to be taken from this vat that was 100, now it's 99, and a second one of the 99 I'll take on behalf of a different vat I have, let's say, of another, for argument's sake, another 50 cups of wine. You cannot do that because, so to speak, this mixture is, so to speak, half-tithed. And the mixture of 99 is sort of half-tithed. It's in the middle of being tithed. It's not fully obligated. It's like partially obligated in tithing somehow, as opposed to the 50 that hasn't been touched at all. That is like needs to be fully tithed. It's not even partially tithed. That's the gist of it. And that being the case, avalola makam acher, the Mishnah says, you can take the second cup from this 99 on behalf of the 99, but you can't take a second cup or a third cup, whatever it is, from this 99 on behalf of another container of 50. That won't work because they're not on equal footing. Rabbi Meir Omer, af motzi hu lamakam acher, truma masras. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir holds, no, they actually are on equal footing. You can't, it's like, so to speak, well, the Tanakam holds, it's like half tithed. Reb Meir holds, it can't be, it's like being half pregnant. Either it's tithed or not tithed. And the whole time it's not finished being tithed, so it's eligible to be a source for Truma and Maaser, even on something which has never been tithed at all. It's fully still a container of 99, which has available Truma to be taken from it, as much as you need, really. 1 or 2 cups, etc. Halacha, however, follows the Tanakama, that indeed you can go back a second time to take the second cup on behalf of the 99 that remains, but you cannot take a second or third cup from the 99 on behalf of an untouched batch of 50.